This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
Here come the Raiders. Again, left corner, Braylon Cordano. Good again! Good again! Three from the same spot for Braylon Cordano. Loose ball rebound, Fark. Fark lets it go from three-point land. Switcheroo! Nolan Fark from downtown.
Downtown, outside town, and all around the countryside. The radio on your phone is tuned to scoresbroadcast.com. We are a hit featuring outstanding boys and girls high school basketball.
Ball thrown foul line to Avery Randall. He on the arc of the jump shooter. A long one is in by Skyler Albers. Every bit as high as it was deep. Dribbling. Simone put off. Goes to Sherman in the post. Spins, ducks under, takes it down. Pete Sherman. High left, it goes to Mesher. Back door, Colleen, great feed. Colleen, layup, got it. Beautifully done on the play by Victoria Mesher. Outstanding pass. She threaded the needle. Redskins up 10.
Get up for the big games on scoresbroadcast.com. Your Shelby County schools, the Midwest Athletic Conference, Sidney and Lehman.
Rebound, though, goes to McFarland. Fadeaway shot in the paint area. No. Rebound, Chapman up and in. Crowd goes crazy. Lehman fans behind us. Good board work by Justin Chapman.
Much more balanced. 19 points from Aiden Quinter. He was terrific.
Yep.
And they got 12 from Braylon Cordonier, star of the future for sure. Then they got 8 from Chappie, 8 from Fissinger. I'm going to go with Aiden Quinter as the player of the game for the Rushi Raiders.
Far right wing, it's Avery Brandewee. Dumps it down inside to the cutter. Colleen Brandewee caught it and scored. Outstanding play. You talk about the chemistry there. Exceptional.
Game after game, scoresbroadcast.com continues to highlight those exciting plays and exceptional players.
Fadeaway jump shot by Aiden Worman. A 16-footer is no good, but a great offensive rebound stick back by Isaac Ratterman.
My goodness, he is so strong.
Wow. Carter Plyman with a step back 28-footer to start the scoring for the Trojans. He ripped the cords. The ball went right down through the ropes. C.C. Borchers down the left side of the lane. Flips it up with the left hand and makes it. Good play.
She is becoming the complete basketball player.
C.C. Borchers, special player.
I think the officials in a game that's this tightly contested are doing a great job.
My, oh my, did he get away with the travel. Wow. Rushi bench up in arms. They had a right to be.
You got to take a shot with at least 5 or 6 seconds so you've got a shot at a putback if you don't make the shot.
Heiser sets a screen for Caleb Maurer. Hop, skipping to jump into the lane. Six footer. It's good. Caleb Maurer has put Fort Laramie in the lead. 13 seconds to go. Down to 9, 8. Here's Camden Reese into the lane, driving, shooting, scoring. Camden Reese scores. Here's Fort Laramie in backcourt. They throw it high in the air off the backboard, and Jackson Center wins it on a Camden Reese runner. A bank shot in the lane. Jackson Center pulls it out of the fire.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Good afternoon to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Fort Laramie for the second annual MLK Classic. We just witnessed the Anna Finley Liberty Benton close.
Anna was beaten by 4. Findlay Liberty Benton undefeated coming into this game. Anna Rockets once trailed 26-14, rallied to take the lead a couple of times in the 30s, lost to Liberty Benton by 4 in the end, 49-45. Had a shot with under 20 seconds to go to tie the game. It was blocked. Anna fouled. Liberty Benton made 2 free throws. And that was it. Final differential 4. Findlay Liberty Benton 49 over Anna, which had 45 in game 1 of our 6-game MLK Classic here at Fort Loramie. Game 2 upcoming. Willard, Division 2 from the Sandusky Bay Conference against the Rushi Raiders from the Shelby County Athletic League. Rushi 13-1, Willard 7-7 on the year. Willard leads its league with a mark of 4-1. Of course, Rushi and Jackson Center, one set back each in the Shelby County Athletic League. Chuck will get a good look at a young man by the name of Max Dawson for Willard. Nearly 24 points a game. A lot of headliners here today. Austin Parks, the Ohio State commit for St. Mary's, plays in the game after this one.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing Dawson play. It's a 6'3 junior, and he's just a scorer. And he's up against one of the premier Division IV teams in the state of Ohio. So this could be quite the contest, I think.
What do you think Rushi will do defensively against him?
Oh, they're going to man him. They'll come out. They'll play man. I'm looking over here. My guess is they'll probably put Flippo on him.
And who knows, Flippo and maybe 2 or 3 others before the game is over.
Yeah.
Rushi certainly has the athleticism and height to do just that. Should be a very fine game, too. Boy, the first game was, that's for certain, a pretty even Steven matchups throughout the day. We've got the 4:30 tip on the air at 4 for Fort Loramie and Yellow Springs later on this afternoon. Tip off in about 12 or 13 minutes between Willard and Rushi. Raiders bounced back last weekend after losing to Jackson Center in a Friday night game down New Bremen, or I should say 2 weekends ago, beat New Bremen in a game we covered on scoresbroadcast.com, then won easily in the Shelby County Athletic League over Fairlawn on Friday night. Raiders have got so much potential, highly skilled club. Somebody from Willard asked me what I knew about Rushi. I said, well, they lost a couple more games last year than they should have, but it's a group that's been together for a long time. They're improving with each game, and they've got more confidence than ever now because they just came off winning a state baseball championship last spring.
Right.
So this is a unit. It's a team, and that's what Willard's got its hands full with today, is an outstanding club right down through the entire roster.
Yeah, I mean, you can go, they go 10 deep, and they don't really lose anything when they sub. It's Rushi and Jackson Center in the Shelby County League. I know that there's a big powerhouse up in Cleveland, but those two teams both have the potential to go all the way down as far as they can go in Dayton.
The Willard Crimson Flashes, the team opposing Rushi here today, as we noted, led by Max Dawson, a 6'3 junior. Isaac Robinson, a 6'2 junior, is a good scorer. A distant relation of his, Cam Robinson, a 6'1 junior, also scores well, as is Alex Strayer, a 6'1 senior, out on the wing. 61 points a game for Willard on the year, giving up 61 points a game. It's a club which has not fared well outside the league, having given up 100 to an opponent in one contest this year. Willard lost to Margaretta. Margaretta was beaten by Fort Loramie by 8. Rushi beat Fort Loramie by 17. Had the Redskins down by quite a bit more than that. If you use that common opponent as a comparison, and Rushi's a clear-cut favorite, but Willard is a Division II club, and that can speak for itself. Findlay Liberty Benton, unbeaten in our previous game, coming into the MLK Classic, and was taken to the wire by Anna which plays in the very competitive SCAL. Anna was below 500. You got to play them on the floor, that's for sure. We do expect a very good game. We'll see how Willard travels. They made the trip down early this morning. It's a team that's played a couple of neutral court contests away from home already this year, so it's not like they're not used to it. They are. Advantage for the area clubs, Chuck, given the fact that they've only got to travel about 20 minutes.
Right. They got to sleep in their beds and not get up as early as some of these other schools had to. But you're a kid, and this is what you come for. You get your league games, and that's great. But to be able to come do something special like this is fun.
Somebody told me that there's a fairly good chance that Rushi may play in the Hoosiers gym next year.
Really?
Yeah, the opponent right now is unknown. It might be an Ohio club from this area to be determined, but Rushi is modifying its schedule next year and will not play in the Buccaneer Classic. Is in the process of beefing up its entire slate of 22 games, and that's tentative, but Rushi could be on the road in eastern Indiana along I-70 in the Hoosier Gym for a game next season. That'll be quite interesting. Fort Loramie's played there once. We covered that game here on Scores Broadcast several years ago. Head coach for Willard, by the way, is Joe Bedingfield, 2000 Willard grad. Coached junior high several years later after finishing college. His first varsity coaching experience was at Seneca East High School for 3 years. He's been at Willard the last six. 3 league titles in the Sandusky Bay Conference, plus a district championship in the tournament. And right now, Willard is in the league lead with a mark of 4-1. Of course, Spencer Cardonier, the second stint as head coach at Rushi. Like all the other SCAL coaches, pretty shrewd game manager, and the advanced planning is always present, and it shows on the court.
Well, you better be prepared in the Shelby County League. You need to do your homework, even though you play these teams twice a year, and you've played them forever. Things change, little nuances in the game, and Spencer Cardonier does a fantastic job of getting these kids ready to play basketball.
Rushi Raiders 13-1, Willard 7-7, a Division II club here today, taking on Division IV Rushi. We'll take a break for a few minutes. Starting lineups, opening tip, upcoming. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy broasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but 2 delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece broasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online. BRUCKENSPub.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Gothney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GothneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SECUR.com. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E. Yes, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
We welcome you back here to the Fort Loramie High School Gymnasium for the Martin Luther King Junior Classic. Game number two, Anna was nipped by unbeaten Findlay Liberty Benton in game one by a final tally of 49-45. Anna led in the 30s on a couple of occasions, but did not get the last field goal to drop. Had a chance to tie with under 10 seconds to go. Shot was blocked. And then Findlay Liberty Benton canned two free throws to finish off the four-point win. Head coach Nate Barhorst's club played extremely well in falling to undefeated Findlay Liberty Benton in the first game of six here in the MLK Classic. Willard, Division II, against Rushi, Division IV. In our second game, Willard is the northeastmost school in the Northwest District Athletic Board region. There are six such districts in the state of Ohio. Willard is way up in the northeast corner of the Northwest District. Made the trip here today for this MLK game against Rushi, and it features a 23-plus points per game score in Max Dawson. We'll see how Rushi handles Dawson in the second game of the Classic here this afternoon. From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams here today, there are key building components. Rushi wants to continue to spread the basketball around. The Raiders usually have as many as three hot hands per contest. Excellent team defense. Deep bench. Rushi certainly will be able to build on those components here today against Willard, which wants to get every bit of 20 to 25 points from Max Dawson. Fort Loramie will team defend Dawson for sure. Those are the key building components for these two clubs here this afternoon, Rushi and Willard. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. This reminder on Tuesday night here on scoresbroadcast.com. Botkins plays at Rushi in the Shelby County Athletic League. On Wednesday night, the Sydney girls play down at Butler in Vandalia in an important Miami Valley League contest. And then next Friday night, Botkins meets Jackson Center at the Tigers gym right back in the SCAL. We'll return with starters in the opening tip in just a few minutes. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at the Fort Laramie MLK Classic this afternoon. Rushi about to take on Division II Willard in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
City sophomore number one, Jackson Beaver.
Starting lineups being introduced for these two clubs here today, Rushi and Willard. The Rushi Raiders go with Zane Chappy at guard, 5'10 senior. Hayden Quinter out front, a 6'2 junior. Braden Monnen at a wing position, a 6'2" junior. Braylon Gradonier at forward, a sophomore, 6'3". Xavier Flippo, 6 feet tall and a senior. Redskins, in their last four games, have had four different leading scorers. Very well-balanced unit. For the Willard Crimson Flashes, attired in what is not a bright red, Chuck. I guess that's crimson.
It's more like a kind of a maroon.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of a maroonish red.
Yeah, I've got a little purple in the red.
Yeah, more red than maroon or purple, but there is a tint of a purple or maroon to the red worn by Willard, which opens up with Jackson Beamer, 6'3 sophomore at a wing position. The remainder of the starting lineup, Max Dawson, the big scorer, junior, 6'3". Isaac Robertson, 6'2", junior, or I should say Robinson. Cam Robinson, a relation, distant cousin, 6'1", junior in the opening five, along with Alex Strayer, who is a 6'1" senior. Opening tip to start the game, won by Willard, which hustled down the floor in a hurry, missed a shot. Rushi countered with a driving layup below the backboard, hit the rim, was knocked out of bounds by the Raiders. And the Crimson Flashes have it down to our right. 30 seconds in. No score yet. Here is Beamer, 25 feet away. 6'3 lad, plays out front, long and lean. On a weave it goes to Alex Strayer, right down the pike toward the rim. And there's a defensive blocking foul against Rushi, which did not get set. Strayer, 6'1 senior. Toes the free throw line for the Crimson Flashes. Rushi in the home white, gold numbers outlined in blue. As we mentioned, Willard wearing the crimson from top to bottom. Bright white numbers. White Willard across the chest as Alex Strayer drops in a pair of foul shots. Rushi down 2-0 in the opening 40 seconds. Raiders forecourt to a left. Is that a man-to-man or zone by Willard, Chuck?
No, they're playing a zone. 2-3.
Uh-oh, look out. Long three by Monad. No, Quinter. Quinter burned the zone defense right out of the chute. Wow, a little soft on Hayden. He made him pay.
Yeah, you can't give him that kind of a look.
3-2. Rushi in the lead. Here is Alex Strayer at midcourt. Has the ball struck away by Rushi. Strayer goes into backcourt, finds the handle, gives to Beamer. Beamer hands off to Cam Robinson. He darts into the lane area on the dead run. No good off the rim. Rebound Rushi. Up by a point. We've played 90 seconds. Here's the ball thrown to Braylon Gordonier. He knifes into the lane. A floater off the rim. Missed it. Quinter's got the board in the left corner. On top it goes to Flippo. Got away with a walk. To Cordonier in the lane. On top, Shappy launches off the rim to the right. Rebound stuck up and in.
Draymond Monad is becoming a real scorer for this basketball team.
What a force on the boards he was on that play. Fine offensive rebound by Monad. Countering Max Dawson. There's the big scorer for this Willard team as he bolted into the lane, pulled up, hit a left-hand jumper from 10.
And Monad has drawn the assignment of guarding him.
Here's a reverse layup by Cordonier at the other end. Got it for two. And a foul against Willard. 7-4 Rushi. Braylon at the stripe. Chance to complete the three-point play.
His first. Team's second.
Willard plays in the Sandusky Bay Conference with the likes of Port Clinton, Oak Harbor, Milan Edison, Margaretta. Foul shot by Cordonier, dead center. 8-4 Rushi, 5:48 to go opening quarter. Up over the timeline, Max Dawson for the Crimson Flashes. Gives it up on the play to Cam Robinson. Here's Robinson sliding down the left side of the lane, and he banked it in nicely.
Cam Robinson.
8-6 in favor of Rushi. Here's a knockaway out of bounds by Willard. This club, Willard, Chuck, clearly not just Dawson. They've got some other young men who can take it to the cup.
Yeah, they got a couple of solid kids out there.
Deep left corner, Quinter for Rushi. Tries to draw a foul. There's that twisting baseline move of his. Got the angle to bank it. No good. Rebound slapped out of bounds by Willard. 5:21 left, opening quarter, 8-6 Rushi. This is a much faster paced game than the first one between Finley, Liberty, Benton, and Anna. Inbounded by Rushi, right below the rim to Quinter. Easy does it for two. 10-6 Rushi. Ball thrown by Willard to midcourt. Handled there on the play by Cam Robinson. Outside of the long three-point shooter, Strayer bombs away. He hits it from long range. Well-rounded scoring from Willard so far. Foul line extended left. It's Flippo for Rushi on the arc to Shappy. Pulls up, flips it behind him to Quinter. Nearly stolen. Quinter's in a pickle. Two players on him. Finds an open man in the lane. Flippo stripped on the play by Willard. We got a scrum for it. When will the whistle blow? It never does. Willard comes out of there with it. Lead out to Max Dawson. He charges down the floor to the rack for two. What a drive at Dawson. He took it 60 feet. 11-10 Willard. 4:25 left opening period. On the arc, Shappy. Near side to Quinter. Shot fake. Dives into the lane. A runner by Quinter. Good. He nails it and a foul. Undercutting him was a Willard defender. 12-11 Rushi. Scoreboard says 13-10. That's an error.
Wrong side.
4:17 left opening period. Three-point play chance for Quinter.
He's got seven in the first 4 minutes of the first quarter.
Like the way Rushi, Chuck, is taking the ball to the hole in this game so far.
Getting inside that zone. Yeah, the zone is not forcing him to shoot threes.
Foul shot by Quinter off the back iron. Rebound volleyball to Jackson Beamer. He's the 6'3 sophomore guard. Being guarded by Quinter now 35 feet away. Ball given to Cam Robinson, 6'1 junior. He averages 16 points and 5 rebounds. On top is Beamer.
Outside the arc on the right, Strayer. 8 points a game. Ball woven to Dawson. Dawson's got it at the Fort Laramie center circle. Dribbles with the left. All over him is Chappie. Chappie almost got a 5 second call. Time out in the nick of time by Willard. 12-11 Rushi. 3:45 left in the first on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. 57. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Thank you so much to sponsors from Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company, Superior Aluminum, and the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, 575 East Main. The Jewelry Barn with great gift ideas. Well, after the timeout, Willard threw it in. Rushi stole it. Raiders barrel the other way. A strip from behind by Willard. Raiders inbounds left of the rim. It goes to Chappie, deep left corner. We got Vince Borchers on the floor now for the Raiders, who lead by a point, 12-11, with 3:32 to go first quarter. Ball lobbed high post to Felix Francis in off the bench at 6'5". Baseline right, it goes to Cordonier, twisting, turning. He is double-teamed, and we've got a hold against Willard.
Yeah, good call. I mean, Braylon's got to get the ball out of there. He gets it, puts it on the floor once. If he's not getting anything out of it, he needs to throw it back out and repost.
Yeah, he was cornered by two defenders, might have gotten a break. Willard just nipped him. Foul was called. Rushi retains possession on the common personal. Baseline right of the rim. Thrown deep right corner to Francis. On top to Cordonier. He sizes up a three. Bullseye. Pumped in by Cordonier. 15-11. Raiders up four. 3:12 to go first quarter. Here comes Willard down the floor in a hurry. Dribble drive into the lane. It's Dawson. Cluster of white jerseys. Ball hits the beneath side of the rim. And it's pounded out of bounds by the Raiders. Willard will throw in baseline left.
Man, I can't see how he got to the rim that time. That was pretty effective.
6'3 junior Dawson, the playmaker. 23.8 per game on the season. Inbounded low on the left to Cam Robinson. Shot partially blocked. Tipped away. Rushi's got it. Up four, the Raiders. Pulling up at the elbow in the right, Cordonier. Gives it up cross court to Ross Fischinger, who's checked in. Fischinger, dribble drive into the lane. Flips it back out to Borchers. Now Cordonier, 30 feet out. Cordonier swivels to the near side. Goes to Borchers, deep left corner. He hoists up a three. Off the rim, no good. Rushi skies for the rebound. Foul against Willard.
Yeah, kind of body.
2:34 to go first quarter. Rushi 15, Willard 11. Well, if this game is any indication so far of what it's going to be like throughout four quarters, it will be well contested and extremely competitive. Ball lobbed into Braylon Cordonier in the lane. Double team, triple team, little half hook shot, no good, off the flange. Rebound to the far side of the floor. Rushi tries to save it in. It goes to Willard. Willard down four, 2:20 left in the first. Here's Beamer, 30 feet out. Carves out space down the right side of the lane, sandwiched by two Rushi players. Common foul, ball out of bounds to Willard. Willard, Chuck, with good overall height, much like Rushi. Excellent matchup, man for man for man, all over the floor.
Yeah, they handle the ball really well. I'm impressed so far with them.
Ball thrown to the perimeter to Strayer. Ball looped outside left to Max Dawson. Coming out to catch, back to the basket, Strayer. Ball fed to Cam Robinson in the lane. Oh, a good post-up move. He pivots and shovels it toward the backboard and in with the left hand. Cam Robinson for a deuce. Pretty. Here's Rushi shooting deep left corner. Long one by Monin. High off the iron. Strong rebound below the rim by Borchers. It hits the glass up on top. Comes down to Willard. Here's Willard in backcourt. Trailing by two. A minute 37 to go first quarter. Number three, Max Dawson, the 6'3 junior, the high scorer on the club. brings it up to midcourt, throws it out of Braden Thompson, back out to the three-point gunner, Strayer, missed it off the front of the iron. It comes down to Rushi, quickly driving up the floor, Cordonier on the arc to Quinter, sends it back to Borchers. Borchers explores the lane, flips it left corner to Cordonier. Cordonier shoots a three, a lot of bounce, a lot of bounce. Maybe it's a two ball. It went in. Was that a two or a three?
It was a two.
Long two. Uh-oh, countering Dawson Willard. Swish from 27 feet. Dawson right back at it for Willard. 17-16, Rushiba won. Good scoring, high-powered first quarter, 46 seconds to go. Quinter outside the arc on the left to Borcher straight away. Back to Quinter. Fakes right, goes baseline left. Choked off by two players. Now to Vince Borcher, 25 feet away. Rushi up one, half minute to go, first quarter. In the post area, Felix Francis twisting, turning, missed it, no good. Rebound stabbed out of bounds by Rushi. It'll be Willard's ball, a chance to take the lead here at the end of the first quarter, 24.4 to go.
That was a good move by Francis. He just left it short. He didn't shoot it. He kind of tried to guide it up there.
17-16, Raiders up a point. Token pressure in backcourt. Max Dawson walks it up. How many points does he have so far, Chuck?
Dawson has seven.
Yep, he's on his way to his per-game average. Here's Dawson dribbling between the legs. Out at the Fort Laramie center circle. 8 seconds to go, first quarter. Dawson gives it up, gets it back in the left corner. Fadeaway shot from 19. Skids off the rim. Rebound, Cordonier. Cordonier from 70 feet. That'll do it. First quarter's in the books. A good one here at Fort Laramie. Rushi Raiders 17. Willard Crimson Flashes 16. On scoresbroadcast.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
A great first quarter here in Game 2 at the MLK Classic at Fort Laramie. And it was beaten by Finley Liberty Benton in a close call in Game 1, 49-45. Rushi up a point over Willard, 17-16. We get set to start the second quarter. Chuck, what have you seen you like about this game to this point?
Well, I like 17-16. I like seeing some scoring. This is fun. Both teams running offense. Both teams taking the shots when they've got them. Right now it looks a little, like as you call it, even Stevens.
I do not see a weak spot on the court. 5-on-5. All five players contributing integral parts of each team's offense and defense. Willard extremely balanced, giving Rushi a tough tussle through the first 8 minutes. Willard's got the ball to start quarter number two, trailing by a point. A little out of control goes Alex Strayer. He barrels down the right side of the lane. Contact at the edge of the backboard. Defensive foul ruled against Rushi in the act of shooting.
Well, Flippo got there, but he was still moving forward. He had not gotten himself set yet. I think that was the correct call.
Couple of free throws. Strayer for the Willard Crimson Flashes. Way short. 6'1 senior Alex Strayer. I think he's made a three already, right, Chuck?
He has a three, and he's made three out of four free throws.
And he drops that one in. The second one is good. Tied up at 17. 20 seconds into quarter number two. Here is Chappie. Far right wing to Cordonier. Now Chappie. Near side to Quinter. On him is Isaac Robinson. Back to the basket. Quinter. Baseline left. Flippo. Flippo been checked by Beamer. Ball thrown top of the circle, Cordonier. He wants to go to work, and Cam Robinson does. Drives down the right side of the lane, a floater, backboard, no foul against Willard. Couple shots for Cordonier for Rushi.
Willard came out and changed their defense, 2-3 to a 1-3-1 that time, and Rushi recognized it and got into the right set.
Pair of free throws for Cordonier. He strokes it up and short. It clunked off the front rim.
17-17 deadlock, 7:20 left, second quarter. Free throw number two by Cordonier is good. 18-17 Raiders. Here comes Willard up the right side of the floor. It's Dawson, picked up now by Chappie. Coming out to catch straight away is Cam Robinson. Into the post area, it's fed to Braden Thompson, 6'2 senior, 3 points a game. Jump shot by him, hit the back iron, long rebound to the Raiders. Here's Chappie, little give and go for Cordonier in the half court, stolen by Strayer. Strayer barges the other way, out of control big time. Let's see what's been called. Willard wanted a defensive foul. Rushi wanted an offensive foul, and that's the way it goes.
Yeah, he was a little out of control that time. He caught him sideways, but he's the one that initiated the contact.
Rushi up one, 18-17 with the ball, 6:52 to go in the second quarter. Here's Braden Monin over the timeline to Chappie. Chappie, long cross-court pass into the corner, dangerous. Willard nearly intercepted, out of bounds to Rushi. Baseline, right of the rim. Cordonier will inbound for the Raiders, or I should say that's Flippo. Triggers it in, low post right. Fist on it by Willard. Out of bounds, it goes again. 6:42 left, second quarter. Rushi up one, 18-17. Ball lob to Quinter, foul line. On the arc to Chappie. Chappie goes baseline, nearly walked. Threw it back out to the guard, Quinter. It was wide of the mark, went over the timeline. Recovery by Quinter, over and back, violation.
Zane needs to calm down a little bit. He hasn't scored yet. He can't let that affect the rest of his game.
Ball inbounded by Willard into backcourt. Strayer throws to Dawson. Chappie's got him. Here's a switch. Dawson being tailed on the play now by Felix Francis. Ball flipped far left corner to Beamer. Now Dawson at the Fort Loramie logo, midcourt. Willard down a point. 6:15 to go here in quarter number two. Dawson still pounding the ball. 25 feet out, gives up his dribble. Goes to Braden Thompson, right back to Dawson. Head coach Bettingfield barking out a play. Dawson outside the arc to Beamer, near side court, holding foul. Baseline right, Flippo. Grab Cam Robinson. Two fouls on Xavier. Six on Willard, by the way. Four on Rushi. Flippo sits. Braylon Cordonier back in. Quinter Francis on the floor with Chappie, Braden Monin, and now Flippo, or I should say Cordonier, for the Raiders. Top of the circle, Strayer to Beamer in the left corner for Willard. He knifes into the lane, pulls up, twists, fades away, overshoots it. Fine, weak side rebound by Quinter. Rushi up one, 5:40 left, second quarter. Here is Braylon Cordonier. Goes into the right corner to a teammate. Driving toward the lane area. It is Monin for Rushi. Shot blocked out of bounds by Willard. Rushi wants a timeout. 5:35 to go, second quarter. Raiders up one over Willard, 18-17 on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Hey, you better put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. Hey, propane customers, Burke Petroleum can now service your propane needs, too. It's the green energy choice, clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum in Minster, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers at 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire, request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Rushi after the timeout, a big misplay. Willard on the steal, and the Crimson Flashes capitalize. Alex Strayer got the gimme layup at the other end, and Willard's in the lead by one, 19-18. Here's Rushi, deep left corner, Quinter wide open. His three-point try wide to the right. Loose ball on the deck, scooped up by Braden Thompson of the Crimson Flashes. Down the floor to Strayer, poked away from behind. Stolen by Rushi, quick two-on-one. Good pass on the play from Braylon Gordonier to Braden Munnen for the layup, and it's 20-19 Raiders. Action frenetic at the moment. 4:40 left, second quarter. Dribble drive. Here comes Willard out of control. Cam Robinson, he went skipping through the left side of the lane and right through a Raider player who stood strong.
Yeah, I mean, they are going right to the basket, and Rushi doing a nice job of setting up. That takes some guts to take a charge from somebody that's coming from the wing.
Rushi 20, Willard 19, 4:42 to go here in the second quarter. Tightly played game, closely contested, extremely competitive. Division 2 Willard, Division 4 Rushi. Raiders have the ball baseline right. It skipped to the left corner. Here's a drive on the play by Quinter. Look at him go. He went darting into the lane, banked it home. 2 points for Quinter. Rushi up three, 22-19. Here's Dawson. Foul line jump shot. Might have been fouled from the rear. No call. Loose ball on the deck in the paint. Monin scrambles for it for Rushi. So does Dawson for Willard. And it's ruled a jump held ball. Arrow favors the Raiders. 22-19 Rushi, and a timeout called. 4:11 to go here in the second quarter. As I was noting just a minute ago, Burke Petroleum in Minster is at 315 West 1st in Minster. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Inquire, request delivery at burkepetroleum.com, 1-800-776-3097. Put Burke to work for all your energy needs. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie, right across from Brookins. You will get your best do at Cutaway Styling Salon. 40 years doing business. We say thank you very much to owner and stylist Deb Gubo, stylist Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson, stylist too. Open Monday through Saturday, handicapped accessible. Yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway Styling Salon. It's our experience, your style. We will help you create that style you want. Walk into Cutaway. Come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon. Tell you what, at times, Chuck, Willard looks like a football team running off tackle.
Well, they've got some strong kids, and they do go to the rim as a group. So, yeah, So far I'm impressed with them, and Rushi's going to have a game.
Rushi leads with three, 22-19, 4:10 to go here in the second quarter. Willard led by a point at 19-18. Rushi's tallied the last four. Deep left corner, three ball, Braylon Cordonier, too hard. Rebound into the lap of Strayer of Willard. He races up the floor to midcourt. Strayer has an open alley right down the right of the lane. He's grabbed on the arm as he shoveled it from his waist up to the rim. Couple of free throws for him. 8 points a game score is 6'1 senior Alex Strayer, but boy, he has been very assertive at the offensive end so far here today.
Well, he's got his average before he goes to the free throw line.
And he knocks down foul shot number one. 17 fouls on Willard, 5 on Rushi. Second game of the Fort Loramie Martin Luther King Jr. Classic. Anna was edged out by Finley Liberty Benton, unbeaten coming into the game. Benton remains unbeaten, topping Anna by four. Well played first game. Second free throw, Strayer. Got a little too much length on it. Hits the frame, long board to Rushi. One, two, three passes and into the paint to Flippo. A little teardrop right in front over the lip of the rim. In for two.
Nice job of running their offense that time. Low high.
Rushi up four, 24-20. 3:27 to go here in the first half of this game. Dawson gives it up to Jackson Beamer. On a weave to Cam Robinson. Cam goes outside the arc on the left to Braden Thompson. Now Dawson handles it. 3:12 to go first half. Dawson on the bounce. He's been held in check here in quarter number two, right, Chuck?
They hadn't scored in this quarter.
Uh-oh, we got a steal out on the open floor. Well done in the play by Quinter. Quinter zips the other direction. Up and good for two. 26-20. Quinter alertly made the pick. That was like a pick six. 6-point lead in favor of the Raiders. Ball lost near the timeline by Strayer of Willard. He gathers it out of control in the lane. Lost it going up. Rushi's got it. Quinter may have been fouled from the backside by a Willard player who tried to sneak up from the rear and take it from him. And it's a 1-1 now for Rushi.
Quinter's having a nice game.
And he is all over the place. Real good contest for Hayden. He's taking charge. A couple of free throws for him. The first one, curls in and out. He needed to make the first to get the bonus. Willard snuffed up the rebound. 2:30 left, second quarter. Rushi's defense has slowed down Willard's scoring here in quarter number two. As Chuck noted, Max Dawson hasn't scored until right then. He leaps off the floor straight away from 25 feet out and swishes a triple.
I love seeing left-handed shooters.
Here's a dribble drive into the lane, countering his flip bow. No, it's Braylon Cordonier, 24, not 34. Good play by Braylon. Quick answer by Rushi. And then an open player for Willard beneath the rim drops it out of bounds. 5-point lead, Raiders 28-23, a minute 59 to go in quarter number two. Unlike the first game, which was much more methodically paced, this one is pretty fast and furious. Frenetic at times, up and down the court, left and right. Minute 50 to go, second quarter. Rushi is edged ahead by five. Quinter spots up and shoots a three. A long one. It was online, a hair short. Rebound tipped away to Cordonier. Raiders have it back. Cordonier backpedals into the lane, fades and shoots short. Cordonier, after his own offensive rebound, can't gather it in the corner. Out of bounds to Willard. 28-23. Rushi up five. A minute 36 to go here in the second quarter. Token pressure, Felix Francis in backcourt against Cam Robinson, 6'1 junior for Willard. He's at midcourt, throws near side to Max Dawson. Little give and go into the lane for Cam Robinson. He's double teamed. Rushi takes it away from the rear. Knocked loose by Cordonier. Cordonier up the floor. Hits a teammate on a drive. Oh, look at that play. Offensive foul, no basket. Raiders not pleased. What a move to the rim. That was Braden Munnen. Wow, what a goal. He survived the contact about 6 feet away. Bodies went flying, and it was ruled to be offensive. Wipe out the two-pointer. Willard possession, down five. 73 seconds to go, second quarter.
I was looking at an awful lot of bodies. I honestly couldn't tell you.
Here is Willard in backcourt. Pressure from Rushi relents. Strayer over the timeline. Strayer bounces. Cordonier giving him heck. Strayer still has it. Hand off to Dawson. Dawson's 35 feet away at the moment. Left-hand bounce pass to Braden Thompson. And we got a push-off near steal, far side of the floor. Chappie and Quinter put the pinch on an offensive player for Willard and fouled. And that's seven on Rushi. Max Dawson's got the 1-and-1 for the Crimson Flashes, who are down 5, 28-23, 52.4 to go in the second period. 1-and-1 for Dawson. Shooting free throws on the year. Willard at 65%. Dawson shoots him at 73%. His first one is money. 28-24, Rushi by four. Second shot is pure right down through the cords as well. Rushi's lead is whittled to three, 28-25. 45 seconds to go, second quarter. Chappie top of the circle. Near steal by Dawson, who, what, kicked it with his foot, Chuck?
Yes, got a foot on it.
42.9 to go here in the second. Rushi ahead by three. Biggest lead for the Raiders has been just 5. Willard's had a couple of small leads. Foul line, Braylon Gourdon, you're 4. Rushi, look at him, twist and turn, muscles into the lane. Defensive foul, Cam Robinson. Good effort by Cordonier. He is so confident, Chuck, when he gets that ball at the foul stripe, he'll back you down.
Yeah, he's got such a nice little fadeaway, too. He gets his bumps, he gets a little bit of space, fades back. Good shooter.
Couple of free throws. Braylon Cordonier up and in on the first. Rushi in the lead before, 29-25. 31.6 to go, period number 2. Having entered for the Rushi Raiders is Benjamin York. He's on the court. Second shot, Cordonier. Around and through the cylinder as well. 5-point lead again, Rushi. 30-25, 28 seconds to go here in the second period. Dawson at midcourt dribbles between the legs against York. Outside the arc on the left to Strayer. Near side, cross court. It is Cam Robinson, 15 to play. Strayer back to the basket on a weave, 20 feet away on the right, still back to the basket, loops it cross court, good catch by Kellen Cooper, 5'10 sophomore in off the bench, 3 seconds to go till the end of the first half, stolen on the play by Borchers of Rushi, who gets off a 50-foot heave, no good to the right, and the first quarter ends, Rushi up 5. 30-25 over Division II Willard in one heck of a first half here at the Fort Loramie MLK Classic. Game 2, Anna was beaten by Findlay Liberty Benton in our first game today by 4 points. Are you looking for an extraordinary dining experience at home? Well, the Anna Market is at your service. You see, Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts to offer you an extraordinary dining experience. And the Anna Market's the only market around that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Yep, the very best for the best like you. Furthermore, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. For your entree from the Anna Market, choose from the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts, outstanding. Brought to you by the Anna Market. Between the marbling and rich flavor of their prime and premium beef and the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee an excellent eating experience. Dine right at home. Make it extraordinary. Shop at the Anna Market, serving the very best for the best like you. Don't forget the Jackson Center Pro Hardware Store in Greenville at 112 East Pike. They've got big savings on DeWalt power tools. Also, white and gray shaker cabinets are available in just 3 days. And solid wood raised panel cabinets with soft closed doors and drawers. Choose from 17 colors and styles. Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. Special prices, professional service at your Pro Hardware Stores. Tell Darren Yinks you heard about his Pro Hardware Stores on scoresbroadcast.com. Good first half here at the MLK Classic, game number 2. Rushi up 5 over Willard, 30-25. Our halftime is brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. Chuck?
Well, Rushi has a 13-6 rebounding advantage and 5-0 on the offensive boards. Willard turned it 7 times. Rushi turned it 4. 4-7 for the free throw line for the Raiders. The Crimson Flashes 6-8 for the free throw line. They were led by Max Dawson, their leading scorer. He had 12. They got 9 from Alex Strayer and 4 from Cam Robinson. Those are the only 3 young men that scored. They scored 16 and 9, 25 for the half. Rushi led by Braylon Cordonier with 13, Hayden Quinter with 11. Then they got 4 from Braden Monin. They got a deuce from Flippo. They scored 17 and 13. And they lead it 30-25 at the half.
It is rare, Chuck. We will see Cordonier and Quinter combined for the vast majority of Rushi's points. But those two young men are playing superbly here today, 24 between them.
Well, yeah, they're two incredibly good scorers, and one's a sophomore, one's a junior, so we're just getting the beginning of what these two kids are going to be able to do for the Raiders. Monin had a nice first half, like good defense. They got no scoring out of Shappy. He does go in spurts like this, so I would expect him to pick that up in the second half. Rushi shut down Max Dawson for about the first 6 minutes of the second quarter before he drained a three. But he is a mighty good-looking player for the Willard Crimson Flashes. Max Dawson, just a junior, averaging nearly 24 points a game.
Yeah, and Alex Strayer had 9, and I'll tell you, he was the one getting to the rim, getting to the free throw. He went to the free throw line 6 times in the first half.
That is our halftime report, brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Bodkins and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. 30-25, Rushi up 5 over Willard here on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glasswork is amazing.
AAGinc.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Bodkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Bodkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Bodkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Bodkins. Building excellence.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino with Victrus Health and Wellness in Anna. I knew we had to flip the healthcare system on its head when I started Victrus 5 years ago because I watched patients get sicker with hardly any providers actually diving in to the root cause of their condition. If you're tired of trying to figure out your symptoms on your own, then give our holistic medical team a call at 937-557-5657 or go online at victrushealth.com/free consult.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson.
We welcome you back to the Fort Loramie MLK Classic. 30-25, Rushi over Willard. We're set to start the third quarter of this game. Anna was edged out by Finley Liberty Benton in game one of six here today. Six varsity tilts in the high school gym and six junior varsity games in the junior high gym, all taking place right up through 8:30, 9 o'clock tonight. Rushi Raiders up five. We start the third quarter. Willard Crimson Flashes have the ball. Oh, here's a bounce pass by Cam Robinson. He hits Max Dawson. Terrific left-handed driving layup.
Boy, he took that into traffic. That was really good body control.
Rushi up three. Raiders counter in the paint area. Little looping one-hander goes down for Braylon Cordonier. It hung on the back ring. Kerplunk, it fell through. Great game in the paint for Cordonier. Dawson counters for Willard. Driving 40 feet. Scoops it up left hand. Hangs on the iron. Rebound Rushi. Raiders a chance to go up 7 or 8 here. Here's a drive. Baseline left by Quinter. Cut off. Hits a player in the lane. It's Flippo. Bank shot. No. Rebound down to Dawson. Dawson up the floor to Cam Robinson. Robinson takes it to the cup. Around and out. Rebound Rushi. Tough break on that shot for Willard, which is down five. A minute gone, third quarter. Chappie high right, outside the arc to Quinter. Elbow on the right, it is Flippo. Zone defense again by Willard. Open player, Cordonier, he buries a triple. Straight away, Braylon Cordonier threw it in right on the button.
He's got 18 now.
What a game here at the MLK Classic for Braylon. 35-27, Raiders up 8. 90 seconds gone, third quarter. Deep right corner, Beamer. Fadeaway three for Willard. Swish! Beamer counters with a three-bagger. 35-30, Rushi in the lead by 5. 6:17 to go, third quarter. Biggest lead seconds ago by 8. Here's a wild pass or shot from high left by Rushi. It's off the mark. Loose ball, baseline right. Willard gets a piece of it last. Rushi will throw in.
Yeah, that was a long one by Chappie. He has not scored yet, and he can't force. He's going to have to get some points out of the offense.
Baseline right. Raiders trigger on the arc to Chappie. Chappie's got space in the paint. He goes to the rim. It's on the iron. It curls out. Oh, what a tough break. Yeah. Rebound down to Dawson. Dawson ahead to Cam Robinson. Jumping, shooting a long one. Short, no good. Cleaning up on the play below the rim is Strayer for two. Rushi's lead back down to three. It had been eight. 5:40 to go, third quarter. Chappy straight on. Foul line flippo. Outside the arc, right flank, three-point jump shooter, Quinter. It skims off the rim. Weak side rebound, Cordonier. Steps back, lines up, shoots the three, strong. Weak side rebound, Flippo, and his arm is yanked on as he goes up for the stick back. He's got two coming. 35-32, Rushi over Willard. Boy, about the time Rushi took an eight-point lead, Chuck, Willard struck right back.
Yeah, they've got some scorers. I mean, definitely Dawson, their best player, but they got some other kids out there.
Free throw, Flippo, up and in. Second shot, Flippo. One bounce on the floor, got it as well. 36-32, Rushi up four.
Rushi number 11, Felix Francis.
Felix Francis back on the floor for the Raiders. Here comes Willard in backcourt, Cam Robinson. 6'1 junior, looks like a Willard tight end in football. But he's very nimble. Baseline left to Beamer. Beamer goes below the rim to Strayer. Strayer gave it up, and then he rolled right into a Rushi defender and charged. Knocked him to the deck.
It's his third foul. That's going to hurt them. Actually, that's his fourth.
Four fouls for Willard on 6'1 senior playmaker Alex Strayer, who has scored well in this game. He's been productive in the scorebook, helping out Dawson. Here's Rushi coming right back with Quinter. Quinter probes the middle below the foul line, arches in a 10-footer. Good-looking shot by Hayden Quinter. He and Cordonier have really boosted Rushi's offensive attack today, scoring very well. 7-point game, 39-32. Here's Cam Robinson trapped in the half court, and Willard gets a timeout. 30-second break, 4:46 to go in the third. Rushi up seven on scoresbroadcast.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Rushi was up eight at one point in this quarter. Willard sliced it to three. It's now seven. Willard's got the ball down 39-32. 4:38 to be played. Third period of play. Braden Thompson, 6'2 senior in the game. Strayer still out there, Chuck, on the far side of the floor. Dribble drive into the paint. Max Dawson loops it back out to Cam Robinson. Throws it baseline left. Good defense by Rushi. Ball thrown top of the circle. Dawson gets it. Shoots it from there. A line drive three around and out. No good. Offensive rebound Willard. And it's coughed up on the end line to Rushi. 4:11 to go here in the third quarter. Rushi 39, Willard 32. Critical stretch for the Willard Crimson Flashes. Here's Vince Borchers for Rushi. Top of the circle, Chappie. Might have walked. Goes baseline right to Quinter. Quinter feeds foul line to Cordonier. Wide open. Short-armed it. Hit the front rim. Rebound Willard. Stolen on the play. Quinter, look at that hustle by Hayden Quinter. He ripped it away from Willard. Hit the fadeaway bank shot. And was bumped to the floor. Counted. Plus a free throw coming. Terrific game by Hayden Quinter. He scored over 30 once already this year. What an afternoon for Hayden Quinter.
Shooting one.
Willard seemed to have the rebound secured. Hayden just ripped it right away, tussling for the ball. Made a fadeaway shot. Got an 8 or 9 footer outside the lane, banked it in, was fouled, and he just dropped home the free throw. How many for Hayden, Chuck?
He's got 15, 16.
16 points for Quinter, 10-point lead for Rushi. Quickly, Willer down the floor, breaking pressure. Strayer in the lane, hand off to Kellen Cooper. 7-foot bank shot, got it. Lead down to 8. Rushi had led but 10. Big basket for Willard. Here's Cordonier at the elbow on the right. Needs help. Fades away and shoots. Hits it. Short corner jumper. Fading backwards. No one opened to pass to, so he said, well, I'll just flip it in. It's back to 10. Willard counters. Baseline drive. 3-on-2 break. In and out for Cooper. Rebound is poked out of bounds by Willard. Yeah, Rushi up 10, Chuck.
Yeah, he got to the rim, just could not make the thing drop.
Willard's had a couple like that in this quarter. Near makes. Balls hitting every centimeter of the rim, not going in. Here is Rushi dribbling. Borchers, he muffed it at the foul line. Stolen by Willard. Quickly down the floor. Strayer rifles a pass to Dawson. He's got the left-hand layup. That was a beauty in transition. 44-36 Rushi. 2:46 to go, third quarter. Raiders have Borchers outside the arc on the left. He's tripped as he starts to drive. Willard thought he fell down on his own accord. Appeared to be some contact. Common foul. Rushi's not picked up a personal in this half.
It looked like that time Monin got him. See, he got his, Borchers got his feet tangled with somebody. I'm not sure I would have called that.
Rushi up 8 with the ball. Baseline left. Inbounded to Cordonier. Hands it right back to Quinter. 15-foot baseline J. In and out, no good. Rebound Willard. Out of bounds off the foot of a Crimson Flash player. Baseline right. Rushi will throw in up 8. 44-36, 2:32 to go. Third quarter. Head coach Spencer Cordonier gets a timeout. We'll take a break. Raiders up 8 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Fall in love with Frisch's new hand-battered chicken tenders. Made with all the TLC we can fit into a tender. Each delicious tender is hand-battered in our special recipe, then cooked to order. For extra crispy chicken on the outside and oh-so tender all-white meat inside. So dip them, crunch them, fall in love with our new hand-battered chicken tenders. Oh, yeah.
Get 3 hand-battered chicken tenders plus fries for only $7.99. Available on DoorDash and Uber Eats.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Braden Monin below the basket, inbounds on top to Quinter. Right back to Braden in the lane. Turns, leans in from 10, short. Rebound, Willard, ripped away by Felix Francis, but a foul on Rushi. Rushi's been up the 10. Willard is down 8 at this point, 2:25 to go, third quarter. With another run right here, the Raiders could really put some distance between them and the Crimson Flashes. Willard's got the ball, chance to whittle the deficit down to 5 or 6. Cam Robinson in backcourt, up the left side to Isaac Robinson, distant cousin. Cam near the Fort Loramie logo. Gets a screen, enters the lane area, flips it behind him to Strayer. Straight away, Dawson, look out, a 3-ball. Missed it, but he is hindered so badly he falls backwards on his keister to the floor and is going to be in the act of shooting or after the shot.
That's what they're talking about. I think it was after.
2 minutes, 3 seconds to go in the third quarter. Dawson at the line, ruled to be in the act of that long fadeaway 3-ball. Thus, he gets 3 free throws. The lead is 8 for Rushi. Max Dawson fires, swish on the foul shot. The 6'3 junior connects. The lead 7 for Rushi, 44-37. Second shot, Dawson got it again. Shoots fouls at close to 80% on the year. He's a 60% field goal shooter from two-point range. And he makes all 3. 1, 2, 3 in a row. Count them. And let's see. We've got a push-off against Willard before Rushi can inbound the ball after the third made free throw by Max Dawson of the Crimson Flashes. 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Rushi dribbles to midcourt. Ahead by five. It was 10. Less than 1 minute to go. Borchers on the arc. High left. It goes to Gradonier. Splits two defenders. Runs by a third and lost it. It's Strayer. Down the floor for Willard. To Dawson. Dawson to the rim. It hangs. It goes in. Oh, what a play. Strayer to Dawson. Lightning quick driving layup. And Rushi's 10-point lead shrivels to three. 90 seconds to go, third quarter. Quinter top of the circle. Little open crease down the lane. Wow. Aiden Quinter got it for two more. It hung on the back iron. Kerplunk, it fell through. 5-point lead, Rushi. Strayer straight away for Willard. Fakes right, goes left. Pulls up below the foul line. Little one-hander, way short. Rebound on the deck. Held ball or out of bounds. Willard possession. Boy, this Max Dawson can shoot a check, but he's so lightning fast as well.
He really elevates, got a good quick release, left-handed. I think they're going to the right hand sometimes on him.
Boy, he can motor. Here is Strayer on the arc for Willard. Flips it to Braden Thompson. Now to Dawson. Here's that long left-handed triple from 28 feet short. Long rebound left corner. Cam Robinson's got it for Willard to Strayer. Ball given up to Isaac Robinson. Ball thrown to Cam. Cam right down the middle of the paint, and he muffed it. It rolls out of bounds to Rushi.
Dribbled it off his foot.
46-41 Raiders, 48 ticks to go here in the third quarter. Entertaining game for certain.
Yeah, I love these offensive games.
Boy, it's going to take 65 probably to win it. Here is Aiden Quinter dribbling down the floor for Rushi. He dives into the lane, poked away from behind by Strayer. Strayer steals into the paint area at the other end. A little leaner, short, no good. Players muscling for the rebound. Willard over the back. No, held ball. Arrow favors Rushi.
Now, I'll tell you one thing about Strayer. He's got four fouls, and he is still barreling into the lane with the basketball.
I love it.
Pretty sure he's going to get his fifth that way, but you might as well keep playing hard while you're out there.
35 ticks to go in the third quarter. 5-point lead, Rushi, 46-41. Let you know he's cognizant that he's got four.
They just sat him, so
he's on the bench for the final half minute of the third period. But he'll play the majority of the fourth, you know. He is an important cog for this Willard team. Rushi up five, 23 seconds to go, third quarter. Ball thrown to the high post to Francis. Reach in over the shoulder. Isaac Robinson of the Crimson Flashes. And that is team foul six on Willard. Rushi's got just two. 22.6 left, third quarter of play. Rushi 46, Willard 41. Top of the circle, Quinter took the inbounds pass. Goes to Felix Francis. He's got an open avenue into the lane. Puts it up with one hand. Sinks it. Eight-footer, Francis right in front. 9 seconds to go. Here's Dawson, left wing. Dawson driving, out of control, ran over a Raider.
Yeah, Cordon, you're set up down there, and you can see that coming a mile away.
5.3 left here in the third. Rushi up seven, three fouls on Dawson. 48-41, Raiders in the lead. Rushi will have to take it the length. It'll be thrown in bounds by Chappie or Quinter. Rushi with three-point shooters in the half court. Fissinger and Cordonier, they're in the right corner. Here is Quinter hastening his way up the floor. Gives it to Chappie behind him. A long three-pointer on the money. In and out. No good. Oh, a tough break for Chappie. His three ball appeared to be going in. It circled the iron, spun away as the third quarter wrapped up. Rushi 48, Willard 41 after three periods on scoresbroadcast.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodges, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center, 101 East Pike in Jackson Center, does it all and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and Botkins. And don't forget walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 Monday through Friday, 10 to 12:30 on Saturdays. Open 10 to 1 on Saturdays, 10 to 6 Monday to Friday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center, located at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center. Phone 937-596-8100, 596-8100. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness, in-store shopping, curbside pickup, doing everything well to keep you well at Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness. Rushi on top of 7, 20 seconds into the fourth quarter. Max Dawson's got the ball 30 feet away, goes to Strayer on the arc. Strayer bounces with the left, throws it high left to Isaac Robinson. Back out to Strayer, who sets and shoots the three, short. Good rebound, Isaac Robinson. Hands off to the teammate, low on the right. Good feed, layup, yes, but Braden Thompson. Well done. Superb pocket pass by Willard. Rushi up 5. Here's Shappy hemmed in at the elbow on the right. Rushi gets a timeout to salvage the possession. 7:12 to go in the game. Rushi up 5 on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
I'd like to remind you about Myers Tavern in Botkins, a favorite of the home crowd in that community, plus those who come to us at Myers from towns all around. Myers Tavern, 303 North Main in Botkins, known at noon and at night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We've got a full menu, and you can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. After the timeout, Hayden Quinter cuts around a screen, pulls up below the foul stripe, and cans a big 14-footer to lift Rushi back to a 7-point lead. But right back the other way, Max Dawson takes it the last 50 feet. He twists and turns in the paint and banks it in. How many for Max now, Chuck?
He's got 23.
And how much does Quinter have?
Quinter and Cordani both have 20.
Wow. 50 to 45. Rushi up 5. Deep left corner, 3 by Cordani. Short, no good. Oh, look at the rebound down inside. It is Bonin up and in for 2. He crashed the offensive glass. Big rebound by Braden Bonin. Here's Dawson firing away. 30-footer, left flank, off the iron. Rebound pulled down by Willard. Foul against Rushi.
Yeah, Isaac Robinson got the rebound, and they got hacked on the way back up.
6:25 to go here in the fourth. Rushi up 7, 52-45. Rushi briefly owned a 10-point lead in that third quarter. Foul shot off to the right. No. Isaac Robinson missed it. 17 fouls on Willard, 3 on Rushi. Hey, breakfast starts at 6 at Myers Tavern in Botkins. Omelets are terrific. Great strip loin steak at night. We're proud to be a local casual hangout. We welcome you for any meal of the day at Myers Tavern. Drop on by, have a seat, have a burger. Phone 937-693-8271. Place your carryout from Myers at 303 North Main in Botkins. We bet you won't find better. Well, 1 of 2 free throws by Willard, and then Shappy makes a nifty reverse layup in a cluster of players for Rushi to push the lead back to 8. Big goal by Shappy. Powering to the rim, Cam Robinson for Willard. Banks it up, too strong, no good. Stick back is in.
by Braden Thompson of the Crimson Flashes. Timeout called. Rushi up 6, 54-48, 5:54 to go in the game. Back in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Fall in love with Frisch's new hand-battered chicken tenders, made with all the TLC we can fit into a tender. Each delicious tender is hand-battered in our special recipe, then cooked to order. For extra crispy chicken on the outside and oh-so-tender all-white meat inside. So dip them, crunch them, fall in love with our new hand-battered chicken tenders. Oh, yeah.
Get 3 hand-battered chicken tenders plus fries for only $7.99. Available on DoorDash and Uber Eats.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Thank you so much to all of our great sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com, including Osgood Bank. Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years with 4 convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake, plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the very best services a community bank has to offer. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Member, osgoodbank.com. Rushi's lead is 6, 54-48, 5:52 left here in the fourth. Action has been at a very fast pace in this fourth period so far. Long cross-court pass by Shappy. Shappy, it's Quinter. Quinter explodes into the lane, laid it up, it rolled off. Rebound to Willard. That did everything but go in. Teetered on the rim, came off. Look at that drive by Cam Robinson. He goes charging into the lane. It's ruled a defensive foul against Rushi, which arrived late, perhaps too far below the rim. Foul on Monin of the Raiders. And in the act of shooting, Cam Robinson's got a pair to cut it right back to 4. Willard hanging around. Strayer is still on the floor with 4 fouls for Willard. Foul shot by Cam Robinson, too hard, missed it. Second shot by Robinson in the act of shooting. He was when nailed on the arm. That one's around and out to the left. Careens along the rim. Rebound one-handed by Quinter. 6-point lead, Rushi. 5:22 left, fourth quarter. Trapped at midcourt momentarily, Quinter down the left side to Flippo, to Braylon Cordonier, into the lane, hand off to Monin, on the arc, Flippo doesn't shoot. Throws it near side to Quinter. Quinter pulls up at the elbow, buries a 16-footer. Terrific game for Hayden Quinter here this afternoon. 4:58 to go in the fourth. 8-point lead for Rushi until Max Dawson comes back with a little teardrop in the lane with the left hand. He puts it up and in.
He's fun to watch.
56-50, Rushi by 6. Shappy to the foul line, dragged the pivot foot, almost walked. Fed it off on the plate of Cordonier in the paint area. Fadeaway 10-footer hard. Rebound Monin. Great dish on the plate of Shappy for 2. 4:28 to go here in the fourth quarter. Scoreboard says Rushi 58, Willard 50. Far right wing, it is Cam Robinson with the ball. Hands it off out back to Isaac Robinson. Now to Strayer. Strayer explodes to the rim, lays it up. It's on the flange, and it goes. Boy, this Willard is a hard-nosed driving club.
Yep.
58-52, Rushi by 6. 4 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Here's Quinter down the floor on the arc to Shappy. Thought about hoisting up the 3. Gave it to Cordonier. He'll hoist and drill it. What a shot by Braylon Cordonier. Nobody checked him.
He's got 4 threes now in the game.
60-52 in favor of Rushi. I think the scoreboard is an error, Chuck.
3-point
basket. Should be 61. There we go. It does register 61. Here's a quick 3 right wing by Strayer. No good off the rim. Rebound on the inside, but Dawson foul against Rushi. 3:29 to go in the game. Rushi up 9 on that last 3-pointer by Braylon Cordonier. 61-52 Raiders.
quite a few players on the floor, hands on hips. Rushi with a little more depth, and perhaps that's taking a little toll on Willard. Free throw pumped up and made by the Crimson Flashes, 61-53. Second shot here by Isaac Robinson on the way, right down through the cylinder. 3:28 to go here in the fourth. Scoreboard reads 61 Rushi, 54 Willard. Timeline, Quinter, handoff to Chappie. Chappie pulls up at the foul strike, deals down low to Monin,
wow,
who drove baseline, caught the pass, and scored.
Beautiful pass by Chappie.
Willard's overplaying, and it's not working. Here's Max Dawson, baseline left, lift the rim on a 16-footer. Rebound, other side of the floor, out of bounds to Rushi, which leads by nine with 3:05 to go in the fourth. Obviously, you cannot count out Willard yet. Highly explosive team, which shoots the three ball really well. Here's pressure in the backcourt. Raiders get it across finally. It's Quinter up ahead outside the circle. Into the post to Francis. Outside the arc to Braylon Cordonier. Another three ball. Too long. Rebound, though, to Braylon. Into the lane. Fade away. It skimmed off the iron. Weak side rebound. Held ball. Arrow, Rushi, 2:41 to go in the fourth. Raiders up nine. Missed a couple shots there, but Rushi, Johnny on the spot on the rebounds. Ball lobbed into the lane to Cordonier. Quick 10-footer short. Rebound down to Strayer of Willard. He bolts up the floor on the dead run to the rim. Shoots it with the right hand, off balance, no. Rebound Rushi. Long pass down to Quinter. Quinter to the rack. Good for two. And he's fouled. What balance by Aiden Quinter. Suspending himself in midair and kissing that one in off the window as he took a shot from a Willard player. Count it, and Rushi's got its biggest lead, 11, 65-54, 2:27 to go here in the fourth.
Quinter's got 24 now, getting ready to shoot the free throw for 25. Cordonier's got 23.
Chuck, what do you think Willard believes about Division IV boys basketball in West Central Ohio?
Well, they knew what they were coming down to see. They absolutely did.
Yeah, Rushi's got 65 points with 2:26 left to go in the game. A free throw by Quinter, lipped the rim, came out, rebound, punched out of bounds by the Raiders. Willard to midcourt. It's Cam Robinson down the right side to Beamer. On top to Dawson. High arching triple. Bullseye! He's got it. What a skip pass by Willard. And it's right back to eight. 65-57. 2:15 to go in this game. We'll take a break on scoresbroadcast.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
One heck of a crowd here at the MLK Classic at Fort Laramie, which seats about 2,300 and probably 1,700 or 1,800 here. First game was tight. Anna was edged by Finley Liberty Benton by four. Here, Rushi's ahead by eight over Willard. 2 minutes to go. Fourth quarter, 65-57. Chappie left open, long three, short, followed, got it. 10-footer, Chappie, short again. Look at the rebound by Quinter, knocked to the deck. The shot goes in. Miraculous play by Aiden Quinter. He is putting on a show.
Yeah.
Boy, he has matched Dawson basket for basket, point for point.
Yeah, he's been pretty impressive.
Shooting one, Quinter.
Six 67-57, Rushi. Free throw by Quinter, yes. 68-57, Rushi ahead by 11, and that matches the Raiders' biggest cushion, 11 points. A minute 50 to go. Hayden Quinter, Chuck, has made about every different kind of shot imaginable in this game.
Yeah, he's got 27, and he's got to be in the 5 or 6 rebound range.
Here is Strayer, passing to Beamer, deep left corner. Tries a three. Oh, he's raked across the arm by Felix Francis. Beamer's got 3 free throws coming.
Kind of a silly foul right there.
68-57, Rushi ahead by 11. A minute 43 to go, fourth quarter. 3 free throws for 6'3 sophomore wing player Jackson Beamer for Willard. The first one, front rim, backboard, front rim and off. It's no good. Second shot here by Beamer. Crimson flashes, trail Rushi by 11. That one by Beamer bounces some more, and it drops home. Minute 43 to go in the fourth. Francis out, Flippo in for Rushi. Hayden Quinter has been a magician shooting a number of shots in this game. He has been spectacular. Beamer hits the third, 2 of 3 for him. Rushi ahead by 9, 68-59, a minute 37 to go. Fourth quarter, here's Quinter darting down the floor at the elbow on the right. Down to Borchers on the play to Cordonier. Between the rings, it's Vince Borchers. Now to Cordonier, 30 feet away, easy for me to say, 30 feet away on the left. Holding foul against Willard, and that's the 10th. On the Crimson Flashes, Borchers has the double bonus. He dips his knees and sinks it. 69-59, Rushi by 10. Minute 25 to go here in the fourth. Second shot, Borchers. Front rim, no. Rebound down to Isaac Robinson of the Crimson Flashes. Isaac up the floor to Cam. Back to Isaac. On a weave to Dawson, here's a pull-up tray off the iron. Rebound into the lap of Vince Borchers. Then he's corralled by 2 Willard players in backcourt and fouled. Double bonus coming for the Rushi Raiders as Strayer fouls out, playing about half the game with 4 personals on him.
Yep, he did. And I tell you, he didn't stop playing hard. He didn't stop going to the basket. He was fun to watch.
If the lead for Rushi is 10,
shooting 2,
as Alex Strayer makes his 5th personal foul. Free throw way short by Borchers. 69-59 Rushi. 70 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Borchers arches it up, and it's perfect. 70-59 Raiders. Chappie on the floor. Borchers out. And you can bet it's going to be the Max Dawson show down the stretch for Willard. Braden Monin has got the responsibility of checking him. Here's Cam Robinson exploding down the floor into the lane. Oh, good play by Rushi. Mitt on ball. Chappie put the big D on him. It's ruled a held ball, out of bounds to Willard with a minute 3 to go in the fourth. Ball inbounded left corner to Dawson. Dawson comes out on top, gets about a half screen. That's all he needs. In and out on the 3. Long board to Cam Robinson. He hoisted up a 3. Short. Rushi's got it in backcourt. Willard fouls with 47.8 to go. Rushi's got its biggest margin, 11, 70-59. Tell you what, Chuck, the organizers of this MLK Classic that matched up 2 teams that put on a show here in game number 2.
Yeah, this has been fun.
What an offensive explosion. The free throw by Cordonier hits the rim, falls to the left. Real good pairing. Division 2 Willard, Division 4 Rushi, both on their games. 2 outstanding offensive clubs. Superb matchup here this afternoon. Fine performance for both teams. Second free throw is in by Rushi. The lead is swollen to 12. Biggest of the afternoon, 71-59. Here's Cam Robinson. He contorts his body in the paint area. Shot rimmed out. Foul against Rushi.
fellow number two, Zane Chappie.
Willard Club, Chuck, has lost seven. Hard for me to believe this team is 7-7 on the year. Real good in the league. Just one loss. Tough non-conference schedule. Free throw is on target. Second foul shot for Cam Robinson. He, like Max Dawson, a lefty. That one's too hard. Hit the back rim, sprayed to Quinter. Quinter hastily down the floor for Rushi. Feeds out back to Chappie with 30 seconds to go in the game. And Rushi in the lead by 11, 71-60. Raiders bench stands. Rushi will dribble it out. Don't think Willard will foul. Chappie throws top of the circle to Monin. Back to Chappie. Down to 15-14. Raiders lead at 71-60. Chappie circles, still handles the ball. Throws it cross-court to Monin. Final 5 seconds. That will do it. The Rushi Raiders defeat the Willard Crimson Flashes. Rushi advances to 14-1 on the year. Willard 7-8. What a scrap here today between Division 4 Rushi and Division 2 Willard in the second game of the Fort Loramie MLK Classic. Final tally once more, 71-60. Rushi over Willard. It was a high-octane offensive explosion for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center, West Michigan and Sydney, has got a big blowout sale going on right now. Huge inventory left over from the massive tent sale. Prices rock bottom. Inventory fantastic. Sofas, recliners, sectionals, mattresses, and more. One bargain after another. Goffney is family-owned and operated. Four generations of Goffneys for over 80 years. We've got you covered. GoffneyFurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com, West Michigan in Sydney. Serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation, second to none. Barker Insurance will customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. Representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Standard procedure here at the MLK Classic to award an MVP for each and every contest completed. And guess what? Hayden Quinter, no surprise, earns the award for the Rushi Raiders. What a great game by Hayden. Chuck, take it away.
He was terrific. He had 27. Cordonier had 24. And they got 8 out of Monin, too. I thought Monin had a really good game. On the other side, Max Dawson had 28. And Alex Strayer had 13. Those two young men were terrific, too. Max Dawson would be a long way to go to Clancy's, but I'm going to give him the player of the game. On the Willard side, and for Rushi, Hayden Quinter and Braden Cordonier, 51 points between them today.
Rushi's been very good offensively all year long, Chuck, against high-caliber competition. This might have been Rushi's best game of the season from an offensive standpoint.
Oh, I think so, but this still isn't the defense that they see when they play Jackson Center or even Fort Loramie.
Nope.
or Botkins.
Nope.
The defense is better, but yeah, they played through. They had 23 points in the fourth quarter.
Clancy's brings you our stars of the game. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's.
Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with ScoresBroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal-cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Chuck, loved it. Great atmosphere here at the MLK Classic. Outstanding game number two of the day, won by Rushi. What was the final tally? 11-point spread?
71-60.
71-60. Rushi won it by 11 after Anna lost a close one to unbeaten Findlay Liberty Benton by a score of 49-45. We'll watch St. Mary's and Lexington here in game number three of the day. Then we'll return at about 4 o'clock or so for the fourth game, our next broadcast, Fort Loramie against Yellow Springs. That's game number four in a series of six varsity tilts here at the MLK Classic. Don't forget, here on scoresbroadcast.com, we've got more boys action for you on Tuesday night from Rushi. Botkins against the Rushi Raiders, whom we just saw defeat Willard, a very good Division II club, by 11 points. Thanks to our online audience via scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Thanks to Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Until 4 o'clock or so, Jack Kramer saying good afternoon to you. Rushi 71, Willard 60 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High-quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC
solution. New and used machines, parts and service. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SECUR.com. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. We thank you for listening.